The 25th season of the Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea is coming up. On Sunday, Purple Rose will bring a 25th anniversary script preview tour to Lansing. Current State Scott Pohl is here with more about what's going on at the Purple Rose. Why preview their season in Lansing, Scott?
Well, Mark, this is actually one of five season previews Purple Rose Theater is conducting around the state to promote their 25th season, and they'll be looking beyond that as well. I spoke with Artistic Director Guy Sanville about Sunday's event at Lansing's Riverwalk Theater and what the future holds for the Purple Rose. He's been Artistic Director at the theater for 20 of those 25 seasons. Guy Sanville, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
Tell me why Purple Rose Theater is leaving its lovely theater in Chelsea on this preview tour around Michigan.
Well, we're trying to get the word out. We're trying to reach more people. So it's an audience outreach kind of thing. Yeah.
What's the format going to be? What are people going to see? It's described as a live concert reading.
Right. We have a cast of five really great professional actors, and we'll be reading excerpts from five plays. The play that we're doing right now, 2AZ, which is 2 years After Zombies by Michael Brian Ogden. And we'll be reading scenes from a new play by Jeff Daniels, which will kick off our 25th anniversary season in September, called The Casting Session. It's a hilarious comedy. In the winter, we'll be doing the American classic The Odd Couple by Neil Simon. And then we'll be reading a piece from a world premiere that we plan to do in the spring of 2016 called Gaps in the Fossil Record by Matthew Lechter. It's a family drama. Very, very funny play as well. And then in the summer, we'll close off our 25th anniversary season with American classic by Paul Osborne called Mornings at 7.
Well, I'm hoping we'll go through the whole schedule here and learn a little bit more about each of them. Okay,
sure.
Guy? We're talking with the artistic director of the Purple Rose Theater, Guy Sanville. On Sunday the 28th, they're bringing a preview of their coming season to Riverwalk Theater in Lansing. Now, 2AZ, you're already in production for 2AZ.
Right.
As you say, that stands for 2 years After Zombies.
That's correct.
I've been keeping an eye on Purple Rose production photos from rehearsals and early performances, that sort of thing. This is really quite an undertaking. Lots of weaponry and lots of blood. I'll bet there hasn't been that much blood on the Purple Rose Theater stage in many, many years.
Well, not in a few years. The plays by Michael Brian Ogden, we did a play of his a few years ago called Corktown. And there was actually more blood in that one.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a little bloody. I mean, we've got zombies, but we've had more people on stage before. This is at a cast of 17. This is the biggest show we've ever done in terms of just the sheer scope of it. The word epic gets thrown around a lot, but this is an epic story. We're in previews right now, and we do talkbacks after several of them, and the preview audiences are really loving it. And they said it's sort of like being in the middle of a movie, and it's a very unique theatrical event. In my 40 years or so in this business, I've never worked on anything quite like it in theater anyway.
Well, you know, with the popularity of The Walking Dead, this is really the best time ever for staging something about zombies.
Well, it is. And, you know, zombie stories aren't really about zombies. They're about the way people respond to them. And it's actually a very human story and very, like all good science fiction, there's definitely a political component to it. And it's very funny and very, very moving. It's really a good play or we wouldn't have taken it on. And it's a world premiere.
2AZ runs through August 29th, and then the next show on your schedule is by your founder, Jeff Daniels. It's called The Casting Session. It starts in September, and you're directing this one.
That's correct. Yeah, it's about two rather sad characters, 60-year-old guys who've been competing for the same roles as actors in New York for probably 40 years, and they end up at a casting session both wanting the same role. That's the setup, and there's a young woman involved and some surprise twists, but it's really, really funny.
And another show about a couple of guys after that, The Odd Couple.
The Odd Couple,
and you're one of the odd guys.
Yeah, I'm going to play Oscar. My wife would tell you it's not too much of a stretch. yeah, it's really a great, great show, and we like to take American classics and put our own spin on them. We try to do them with a little bit more authenticity and humanity than some other folks might tackle it. It's actually a really great story. It's been around for a long time. We're going to set it in the 60s, and very excited about it.
After that, you'll go back into directing mode with the Gaps in the Fossil Record starting in April.
Gaps in the Fossil Record is about a paleontologist who marries one of his grad students and ends up meeting her mother, who is not at all happy about the situation.
About the same age?
Yes, exactly. And there's a lot of humor involved in that. But it's also very much a drama that deals with family dynamics and the family, the history of families and how you really can't escape that.
And then about a year from now, it's kind of interesting to talk about a play that you'll stage a year from now, Mornings at Seven by Paul Osborne.
Yeah, that's an American classic. It's about three sisters who live within a mile of each other. Two of them are next door, and it's a very, very funny story about letting go of the past.
Mm.
Very funny.
Guy Sandville is the artistic director at Chelsea's Purple Rose Theater. He's taking the company out on the road. There's a preview of this coming season. They're going around the state, including a stop at Lansing's Riverwalk Theater on Sunday, June 28th. Now, Guy, after starting this little preview tour at Chelsea High School and the stop at the Riverwalk, you're also going to Cleary University's Johnson Center in Howell on June 30th, the Cranbrook Institute of Science in Bloomfield Hills on July 19th, and the Detroit Institute of Arts Detroit Film Theater on August 21st. So Riverwalk Theater is in some pretty strong company there.
That's correct. We were looking for a venue in Lansing, and I'm a big fan of Riverwalk Theater. Back when it was the old Okemos Barn, they had a Little Thrust Theater in a converted barn, and I sort of that was sort of my undergrad education. I really learned a lot working there, and went on to direct a show at Riverwalk, and part of my work in theater will always be community-based. I'm very a huge fan of people who donate their time and talent to keep an organization like that going and entertain people.
Full disclosure, I am about to begin a term on the board of directors at Riverwalk Theater, so this is pretty exciting for everybody at Riverwalk to have you bringing Purple Rose here for this preview. I do need to ask you, Guy, your website says that you're also going to answer a pretty important question at these programs. After 25 years, what do the next 25 years hold at Purple Rose Theater? So let's talk about that a little bit. Can you let the cat out of the bag for us? What's ahead?
Well, hopefully more of the same. And only, we are constantly learning how to do this better. We want to broaden our reach. We have become a destination in the Great Lakes area. And as just strengthen our programs, I think one of the most important stories of the Purple Rose, the first mandate I got from Jeff when he gave me this job 20 years ago was, it's the policy of this theater that we develop our own talent. And you can't walk. We have an apprenticeship program, which is the envy of most of our colleagues. We have 7 full-time apprentices who are the backbone of the theater. They do everything from clean the building to crew the shows, understudy, whatever we need them to do. And it's a huge job. And you can't walk through our building now without tripping over a former apprentice. Our box office manager is a former apprentice. Our office manager, our stage manager, our company manager, our managing director, Katie Durrell, runs the business. We take that part very seriously. We have given more young professionals their professional debuts in the Great Lakes region than any other professional company, and we're very proud of that, and we want to keep doing that.
Well, it doesn't hurt, of course, to have a founder with some notoriety and fame like Jeff Daniels, but I think that the Purple Rose Theater has built a reputation that will long outlive you and Jeff Daniels and everyone that's there now. I think there's a strong possibility of a very long, productive, and fruitful history.
Well, I hope so. We're planning on we're doing a major fundraising campaign. We're going to the city of Chelsea is donating the lot next door to the theater. We're going to build a new rehearsal classroom space, and that's the plan. Jeff is still, you know, very involved. He's our, we all work in service of his vision, but, you know, we're not getting any younger. 5-6 years down the road, we'll probably turn it over to another person who's ready to go. And yeah, I mean, it's Chelsea's a great little place to visit. It's just 50 miles down the road from Lansing, and lots of great restaurants. Parking is never a problem. It's really a good time.
We've been talking with Guy Sandville, the artistic director at Chelsea's Purple Rose Theater. On Sunday, June 28th, Purple Rose will preview their coming season at Riverwalk Theater in Lansing starting at 7 p.m. Guy Sandville, congratulations on 25 years, and here's to 25 more.
Thank you, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.